Sky.
Before we start talking about Lagba Omer, just come back on one point. So, had yesterday, the 15th of Iyar, been a weekday, would you have said Tachanun? Had 15th of Iyar, the day after Pesach Sheni, been a weekday, would we have said Tachanun? Most people would say yes, but it brings Nitei Gavriel, V'yesha Ein Omerim Tachanun, Tesvo Be'Iyar. Why? Brings from the Arizal, Ki oz hischel hamon leireid, because that's when the mon started falling. Okay, that's when the. Now we come on to Lag Ba'Omer and state Hazoi. Yom Lag Gimel Ba'Omer Marvin Ktzach B'Simcha. On Lag Ba'Omer you increase a bit. In Simcha, Lezeicha Talmide Rabbi Akiva, in memory of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Shemesu Ben Pesach Latzeres, who died between Pesach and Shavuos, Uposku Lomos Ba'Osa Yom. And stop dying on that day. Also on that day is the festival, the celebration, the yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Gamliel, of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gilabo showed us the Torah, and he revealed on it secrets in the Torah. On that day, on Lag Ba'Omer, Rav Akiva set up five Talmidim to take over. Ubeinayim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Vehein lo meisu kishara Talmidim Rav Akiva. They did not die like the other Talmidim Rav Akiva. Ve'od zecher lemon. It's also zecher for the mon. Shebo biyom hischu loredus livnei Yisrael hayotzei Mitzrayim. Because on that day, the mon started falling for those who came out of Mitzrayim. So this is Lag Ba'Omer. We just said a minute ago, it's on Tesvav Iyar. Yeah. So that's from the Arizal. This is from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, it brings us in his mouth. So just with that in mind. Ovel mispalel, if they are table of Lag Ba'Omer, Ovel can daven for the Omid. Yesh shekosov shlovi ispalel, they shouldn't daven. Ein omrim tachnun kalayon v'gam mincha lefonov, you don't say tachnun that day or mincha beforehand. Heshechal Lag Ba'Omer b'yom rishon, if Lag Ba'Omer falls on a Sunday, ein omrim tzedkoslo b'mincha b'shabbos shelefonov, one doesn't say tzedkoslo tzedek in the Shabbos the day before. Haminig lomi lamatzer hiyancho, the minig is to say lamatzer, b'yesh omrish ein lema. Chayin minig asfaradim. It's the minig of the asfaradim, not to say. Ein nisanim bo shum tanis, for fili yard site, levab mitanis holo. One shouldn't fast on Lag Ba'Omer for any tanis, even the yard site, apart from Tanis Hollow. However, Chosun v'Kala sheyom shchuposun chal b'Lag Ba'Omer misanim. Chosun and Kala get married on Lag Ba'Omer, do fast. V'yesh omrim shlo lisanis. V'yesh l'achriya sheberetz hakodesh, something in Eretz Yisrael, v'kol shekein v'glilus sheshel b'Meron, in the Galil, around Meron, sheshom ha-simcha yisero, where the simcha is greater, shlo lisanis. So there might be a difference if you're up in the north or you're down in Yerushalayim. Misha Cholash, sorry?
Orlando.
Misha Cholash, somebody who feels weak, Yuchel Hokel Gamba Shalmakomas can be makel and eat on that day. Mikomokom Leyuchlu Musurus Machel Mishta, one shouldn't eat more than necessary. Akoshikin Mashkan Shakan, and much more so drink which can intoxicate. Imanesuin Haim Belel Lag Ba'Omer, if the chasna takes place on Lag Ba'Omer, everyone agrees they have to fast on the second day of the Omer. Is it working?
I'm watching it, it has to reset.
Rikudim or Macholus, Afilisha Rishus Mutorim, all types of dancing, Bechain Mutalishmoa Kle Shema can hear music. They've got two types of words for dancing, Rikudim and Macholus. Quite sure the difference. One possible difference could be as follows. Macholos, the word mochel is a circle. So it could be the sort of dancing in a circle is macholos. And it could be rikudim or other types than just dancing in whatever.
Is music.
No, macholos is dancing.
Dancing is rikudim.
No, it's got rikudim or macholos. So how do you translate macholos?
Rikudim with music.
Okay, so we have Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu make a mochel for the tzaddikim. In Olam Abo. What does it mean there?
Music.
No, it means they're a circle. It means they're a circle. Right, time's up, so just end off some before he comes in. So some people say when they're counting lo omer or bo omer, but we call it lag bo omer. Why do we call it lag lo omer? Because the Rama says you say bo omer, not lo omer. And the outside of the Rama is on lag bo omer. So remember the yahrzeit of the Rama by saying bo omer plus the gematria of lag bo omer without the vav is the same as Moshe.
Yeah.
Started the Torah in Northwest London. Test Zion Ia, 3rd of May. Reno Rav Roshot, you did your Taub Shlita. Yesh Shishim Ribui Osios the Torah. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Wiesenfeld, Nishmas Rufram, Fischel Bernd Rubio, Ari Israel Rochor, Fischel Dix, Israel Rochor of Antwerp. The outside is Kaf Aleph Ia. And anonymously, Luschus Rufus Shlomo Ben Nachman Moshe Ben Chaya Sorov, Moshe Ben Bela. I think there should be Shlomo Ben Bela. So Shor Choli Yisrael and Nishmas Aristide founder Yosef Dov Ben. Shor Mechol Tzvi Itzkovitz Zichrono Livrocha.
Morgen, Agitwoch. Agitwoch. I would like to thank Torahway, Mr. Frankel, for giving me the zechia to be mishtatef in this gewaltige zikir rabbin. Ich kann lach der Sache to find every day. It's a mordige, schwere Sache. And as ich muss nefesh to find most every single day someone to speak. And ich schon dann solche to take part in this gewaltige Zikir Rabbin. Weißt, that Ibshim Bayechui was Megale, everything, the Pnimius Akesha between all the mitzvahs, all the Torah, the mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael. One of the Yisoidis, Zohar Kudosh says, is that not only Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, but Klal Yisrael and the Torah is mamish formed from the same chayma, they're the same thing, they're one and the same. The kitche b'richi v'raisa v'yisruel chadi, is makaram the Zohar Kudosh, that the Klal Yisruel and the Torah is one. One of the famous mamurim from the Kadmoinim is that we know that the shishim riboy yidin, Klal Yisruel, the shishim riboy nishmas Yisruel, the Kadmoinim say that the shishim riboy oisiyis la Torah, the 600,000 neshumas of Yidden, and the 600,000 letters, oisius, in the Torah. Galamikis coined a phrase for it, and he says that the Rosh Taivis Yisruel is Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisius La Torah. Yisruel, Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisius La Torah, that's because the Galamikis says the Rosh Taivis. That's the gematria of Yisroel, that the 600,000 oisius in the Torah. The Maas will soon see it's a shtickle even for this thing, that the Shishim Ribo oisius the Torah is a shtickle makor in the Zohar Kudosh. But the Maasa, after the Megala Amikus was Megala this thing and it became very famous, yes, Shishim Ribo oisius the Torah, we find in a lot of Achroinim, mitchen sich that the Maasa, it's nishto ze pushet that the 600,000 oisius in the Torah, 600,000 Yidin, tak there was a count in the Midbar, a few times, 600,000 Yidin. But 600,000 oisius in the Torah is nishto ze pushit. Pnei Yeshia asked the Kasha this way, he didn't count all the oisius in the Torah, but the Pnei Yeshia says that the Gemara says that there's 5,888 psukim in the Torah, 5,888. Ramasa, our count is a bit different, which is not such a kasha because it could be the Masorah is a bit different, the Sof Pusik, the how to split the Psikim, but our count is 5,845 Psikim in the Torah. And the Pnei Yeshia said he counted 50 Psikim, 50 Psikim, he went through 50 Psikim. He made the shtickel average how many words, how many letters there is in a Pusik, and he multiplied that by the Mispah Psikim, and he says it's very far off. It's nishayt to say that there's so many letters in the Torah. Zofreg the Pnei Yeshia. The Chavos Yehuda also makes the same Cheshman, and he says if you take all the Pesikim in the Torah that the Gemara tells us where our Masorah is, and you make every Pusik, even if every Pusik would have 100 letters, which is not much greater than the average Mispah in a Pusik, it's still not going to come up to 600,000. The Mamad of the Chavos Yuah also has an achiever. Mitzvah of Zayin Shtak, how does it make sense to say such a thing, such a memory, that Shishim Riboy Oisius L'Torah? The first that we find that actually counted and gives us Shtikul Mispah, how many Oisius is the Chesed Lavruim Dazulai, that's the grandfather of the Chidu. The Chidu brings down, his grandfather brings the Mispah, that the Mispah in the Torah is Be'erich 31 riboy, which is 31 riboy average is 310,000 letters in the Torah, which is a half of the mispah of 600,000. The Imam Epano also brings down that there was a Ishtam v'yosha Moshe ben Yisoscha, and he was shoykel and counted mamish every single letter in the Torah, and he only came 300,000 v'chatzi riboy, which is averaging 305,000 letters in the Torah. The Rama says that's a bit less than that. The counter was, it's really 304,705. And the Rama Mipana says a shtickle Remez on it. Se Pezura Yisrael. Se is 305. So Se is 305,000 letters in the Torah, and then Pezura, which the Gematria Pezura takes it off, it's an espazer from the 305, and that's how much he left from the letters of the Torah. Se minus Pezura, which was an espazer, says Be'erich, it's another three, but Gabunim, it's Be'erich, Se Pezura, you serve, that's the numbers of the letters in the Torah. The Burich Tam also said he brings out the Mispah, he brings a bit of different Mispah, 305812, which is also the Maisa, the way we have it in the computer today that we count, and there's already Achronim from before the times of the computer that actually got to this exact number, the way we have our Masorah in the Sefer Torah, is 304805. 304,805, which is the Maisa, whoever counted came Be'erich to that Mispah, but that's the exact Mispah that we have today in the Sefer Torah. 304,805, and the greatest kasha is that we're be'erech somewhere around half of 600,000. And Mamayla, how could the Megal Amikus and other Kadmonim say that the 600,000 Nishmas is true and the 600,000 Oisius in the Torah? We'll go through parts of the Tiritzim. Not sure for how much we'll get through today. If it's leftover Chushuva, I think maybe we'll give it a part two to it. But Kupunim, that's the Mispah that we have in the Kadmonim say 600,000 letters, and the Maisah, what we have is 304,805. It's Bemis, if you start looking in the Mekoyres, it doesn't seem like the Kasha is such a Shveri Kasha. If you look in the Zohar Kodesh and the Megal HaMikas, the Zohar Kodesh really, the Megal HaMikas also brings down the Zohar Kodesh, but the Megal HaMikas says that what does 600,000 Oisis HaTorah mean? Now we have Aleph Bais, we have Chuv Bais, Oisis and Aleph Bais. We have 22 Oisis and Aleph Bais. And the 22 Oisis, when you memala the 22 Oisis, Aleph is Aleph Lamed Phi, Bais is Bais Yid Sof, Gimel is Gimel Yid Mem Lamed, and it's really Cheshbon is different Miluim, but he has one of the Oifen of the Miluim of the Oisis, you come up to 60 Oisis. So you have the Aleph Bais, Bimiluim, Aleph Bais are the Oisis HaTorah. Aleph Bais are the Oisis HaTorah. The Torah is built on the Aleph Bais. And when you memala the Aleph Bais, you come to 60. And for Shteitzich, like everything in Kedusha, it's 60, 600, 6,000. It's Nespashit. Each of these 60 letters are Nespashit until they become each one a Riboy. So there's a Riboy, there's 10,000.
What does that mean?
There's 10,000 Oiris in each. Well, it's a Kabbalah. There's 10,000 in each Aleph, there's not only one R, it's one R, but from that R, there's smaller Oiris and smaller Oiris. and equals up there, and you have in each of the Aleph Bais, an Aleph, then the Lamed, and then the Endify, and the Bais, the Yid, the Sof, as you go along, you have Riboy Oiris in each one. And remind that that's the Cheshbon that the Megal HaMikas tells us, that's the Cheshbon of Shishim Riboy Oisis with Torah. Doesn't actually mean that when you're going to count Oisis in the Sefer Torah, it means when you count the Aleph Bais, when you count the 22 letters of the Aleph Bais, you're going to get to that number. Just the Chuv Bais Oisis B'Meliyom Haim Samech V'Soit Samech Riboy Tzenoiris. Really, the Zoya Kudish, it's a Zoya Kudish, also says, brings the Zoya Kudish brings down the, how to make the Meluim to get to 60 Oisis in the Aleph Bais. Ilain Inan Sliki the Asvon Shitn Riboy. Begin the Mahavish Shlima Beruza, the Asvon should be complete. It completes itself by having 600,000 each letter has 10,000 oiris that are despashed from it, and Mamaili you get to 600,000. So that's really in the Makar, that's really how it becomes Shishim Riboy Oisis Latoira. Doesn't really mean when you count the letters of the Torah, it means when you count the oiris that there are in the Aleph Bais. But the Maisa, the Gdoil Achrenim, like we said, Prashir, Chavisir, Chasam Sofer, Chidu, they're all understood. And Zaytzchos, that's the truth. They're also in the letters of the Torah. When we're going to count the letters in the Torah, there's also meant we're meant to find somehow in the letters of the Torah 600,000 Oisis. First, I'll say Taka the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer also gives a similar oifen, like by counting the Aleph Bais. He asked how there's 10,000 each. So the Chasam Sofer gives a different mahalach, how to count, also by counting the Aleph Bais, and not actually counting in the Torah, going through the Torah. Chasam Sofer says that we have Aleph, we know is 1, Bais is 2, Gimel is 3, we get Tuf is 400, then we have the Menatzpech, you have Chuf, and the Chuf is 500, you have the and the Mem is 600, and the Nien is 7, and then you have until the end the Pai and the Tzaddik, you have 900. So he says, the Chasam Sofer has a whole shiva about it, about the Shala, how does it, what's Pshat in 600,000. And he says that really you count, every Aleph has Kili one Neshama. The Aleph itself, when you're talking about the 22 Oisis, the Aleph Bais has one Neshama that's Nitle in this. A Bais will have two Neshamas. A Gimel will have three Neshamas. Then he says that you count, really the Oisis Aleph Bais, it jumps from 10 to 20, Yid to Chuf. Right? You have Yid and then Chuf. But really, there's a way how to count it. The reason why we count Yid and then Chuf, really the right way how to count the Aleph Bais will be Yid, Yid, Yid Aleph, Yid Bais, Yid Gimel, Yid Aleph, Yid Ha, Yid Vov, Yid Zayin, Yid Chas, and then Chuf, Chuf Aleph. And Mamayli says if you count, if you really put down all the letters of the Aleph Bais fully, you'll get up to 1,000. Because you start from Aleph, working yourself up to Yid Aleph, Yid Bais, Chuf Aleph, Kif Aleph, Reish Aleph, until you count all the mispah of the oisis of the Aleph Bais, you get to end the Tzaddik Aleph, end the Tzaddik Chuf, until you get end the Tzaddik, until you get to the right mispah, that's going to be 999. And the Tzaddik, Tzaddik Tes is going to be 999. So Ba'etzem, you have, when you put out all the Oisis and Aleph Bais, you'll have really 1,000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now if you make 1 plus 2 plus 3, right, so you have Aleph, you have 1 Yid, is Nitlin, the Aleph of the Aleph Bais. Bais, you have 2 Yidin. In Yid Aleph, you have 11 Yidin. And until you get to end the Tzaddik, Tzaddik Tes you have there, in such a mispah, you have 999 Yidin. And Mamayli, if you'll make a mispah, when 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 until you get to 1,000. That's how he says it. A neshama of a Jew. And now, Aleph, and in the Aleph, we have 22 letters, Oisis Aleph Bais. So I'm not looking actually into the Torah. But the Torah is built out of 22 Oisis Aleph Bais, which the 22 Oisis Aleph Bais you could lay out as 1,000 numbers. From Aleph until 999, he says until 1,000. From 1 till 1,000. And in Maile, if you lay out the first number, you have 1 neshuma of a Yid connected to that. The next number, you have 2 Yidin, until you get to the highest numbers. If you make the count 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6, you'll get to 500 and 50,000, 550,000. So it's getting close to 600,000. 550,000, he says, actually, the way how to do the math, when you do such a thing, you want to make 1 plus 2 plus 3, you have, on the chessboard, there's also, at the count, there's this famous story of a king that put down kernels of wheat on each of one kernel on the first. Someone asked a present from the king to put one kernel on the first thing of the chest, two in the next. And the king said, oh, that's not such a big deal. And as he came to the numbers, on the 60, on the last number on the board, it was a whole oitzah of tvir. Well, Kapunim, if you put down how to make the cheshbon from that to that, so he says you take the middle number 500 times, 500 times 1,000, plus 500. That's how you always make, if you, someone asks you, how to, if you want to count from 1 to 100, so 1 plus 2 plus 3 until 100, how, if you want to make, do quickly the math, the way to do it is 50 times 100 plus 50. Or if someone's going to ask you from 1 to 10, how much, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4, is the, if you want to make the count, it's 5 times 10 plus 5, so it's 55 if you count from 1 to 10. But that's the way out to make the cheshbon. And Mamayla Chasam Sofer says that if you give the alibis, you have 550,000. Some Sofer is not happy with that because that's only, that's still less than 600,000. Mamayla Chasam Sofer goes into a very big arichas, and he tells us that there's really, there's five ways how to, there's six ways how to count the letters. You have a way of counting the letters. Aleph, Bayis, Gimel, Dalet, right? That's the first, the simple way how to count the letters. But the Gemara tells us there's different ifanim, different ways how to, the first one, Ik, Bechar, there's, you have, you count the singles, then the Aleph, then Yud, and then Endechof. Bayis, Chof, Raish. That's another way how to count the alibis, which is called Ik Bechar. It comes from the Tanur. That the, one of the ways how to set up the alibis is in a different way. From one, and as I've said, you have until the last one, you have Tes, Tzadik, and the Tzadik. So that's another way how to count the alibis. So he says if you give the account for that, that will also come equal up to another 1,000 letters, which is going to give us another 550,000 yid. Then he says there's another four ways how to count alibis. The first way is at bash, everyone knows. At bash gar dak. You take the first letter and the last letter of the alibis, and then the second letter and this. And then you have the other ways how to count alibis. Another, some sofer gives us another four ways how to count alibis. So that's at bash and achas beta, which is you split the Aleph bays into three. So the
groups.
Three groups. So Aleph, Ches, Samach. Then bays, Tes, Ayin. So the first of the group, the second of the first of the group, the first of the, you split the Aleph bays into three. The Aleph, then Ches, then Samach. That's one group. Then you have bays, Tes, Ayin. That's the second group. It's also, it's Gemurah, some Sechta Shabbos. There's ways how to, Gemurah's Meramas, Fashidun, things in this type of Cheshm. So it's another way how to set up the alibis. That's the second way. Then you have another way, Tashak, Tuf, Shin, Raish, Kif. Right? We have a lot of things that go backwards. And then you have Al, Bam, which is you split the alibis into two groups. And you start from Aleph and Lamed, Bais and Mem. So that's another four ways how to count besides for Aleph Bais Gimel and Ik Bechar, which we mentioned before, he gives us another four ways. And in the other four ways, Zuk Dechsam Sofer, you don't have the Endemem, Endemem, Endenin, Ender Tzadik, you don't have those Ender things. And Memaila only brings us to 400, because the highest of those numbers is 400. Tuf is the highest. And Memaila Zuk Dechsam Sofer, you make the Cheshbon of those four. It's going to bring you 1 plus 2 until 400. It's going to give you, each of these alibis is going to give you 80,000. Together, it makes the cheshbon. In any case, he makes the whole cheshbon. He brings it up to over 12,500. And he says, Memailitz anushim. So if you say, he says, if you reckon all the ways out to make the alibis, you'll really have 12,500, over 12,500 oisis. And that's going to give you over 1,200,000. Over 1,200,000. Because the first Adbash, the Aleph Bais, is going to bring you 550,000. The other one, Ikbecha, is going to give you another 550,000. And then the other ways altogether, the other four ways altogether only equal up. Yes, it's only until 400, only equal up to 320,000 plus. And therefore you're going to get to 1,200,000. He says you split that into two, because we have, Anachanami, we have 600,000 men. You also have 600,000 women in Klal Yisru. And Mamayla, every neshama of Ish and Ish in Klal Yisru is connected to one of these oisis of the Aleph Bais, one of the oiris that we have in the Aleph Bais, and that brings us to the 600,000, to the 600,000. Really, it's over. It's a shtickle kasha on the Chassam Sofer. It brings you really to 660,000 on each side. But the Maizah, that's what the Chassam Sofer says, that's the count of the Shishim Riboy of Klal Yisrael. Yes, Shishim Riboy is the Torah, Vata, Sasai, the Pushit thing in the Zohar Kodesh and the Chassam Sofer. And we're not actually talking about counting the letters of the Aleph Bais. We're counting the Oiris that there is in the Chuv Bais Asun Deraisa. When you're talking about the 22 letters, how many Oiris do you have in these letters? We have two ways how to count. That you have 600,000 or 1,200,000. Oiris in these Aleph Bais, and that brings you to the Yesh Shishim Riba Oisius in the Torah. I'm going to another Oifen, how to count it. I'm seeing that the time is not enough for so many Malchim. Let's go to the very Geschmack Mahalach. This Mahalach is from the Burch Tam. Says it's Mahalach. The Chidu says it's Mahalach. Bring that there's such a Mahalach. That we know, even though we have Aleph Bais in the Torah, each of the Oisis Aleph Bais also brings from Levish, the Kadmoinim already, bring that every Ois of the Aleph Bais is formed out of a few Oisis. The Levish basically says that every single of the Oisis of Aleph Bais is formed from a Yid and a Vuv and a Yid, Chufs maybe. Aleph, let's say, is Yid Vuv Yid. Aleph, you have Yid on top, a Vuv, and a Yid, that's an Aleph. A Bais is also made, there's a few Malchim really in the Kadmoinim how to count this count. And they say, Burch Tam the Chidu, that maybe if you count each, you go through the Torah from Bereishis until Ayin Kol Yisru, and you'll count each one in the Torah, each Aleph won't be one, Aleph will be three, because it's Yid Vov Yid. Same thing as Shein is going to be probably also three. But you go through all the Oisis of Torah in such a way, they say maybe it will bring you to 600,000. The Masa, since they brought this thing, there's a different Malchim, how to count Oisis. There's a few different Malchim, but there's a Sefer, Mishnah Savruam, and he goes according to one of the Malchim, that you count the Oisis. So really brings down the whole list, goes through the old Aleph Bais. Aleph is Yid Vov Yid, Bais is three Vuvan, on top, on the side, and above, Gimel. Each, he goes through all the Oisis, this is from, not from him, this is from already from the Kadmoinim, that bring these Orphanim, that each of the Aleph Bais is built from a few Oisis, and how, as we said, there's a few Malchim out to count. But one of the ways that there is to count, he comes up to a Mispah, that if you'll count, you go through the whole Torah, from Bereishis to Ayin Kol Yisru with such a count, he brings you to 600,581. Mamish, Kamat. He has two Malchim, the other Malchim is 599, very close to it. But if you go with this count, go through the whole Aleph Bais, the 304,805 Oisis of the Torah, and you'll count it, you'll split it up, each one, in the way he brings from Shaar Gan Eden, there's two Svurim that go with this Mahalach of that Oisis. If you go Mamash, you'll go Mamash with this Mahalach from beginning to end, you'll get to 600.
Is every letter
because? No, not every letter, because there's a letters out now. So you have, let's say, Vov is one. According to him, there's about a few Malchim. I'll tell you what he brings. He brings an Aleph Bais Gimel Dalet, high. Vov is one. Zayin Chestes is Yid is one. Chof and the Chof Bahim is one, according to his Malach. Lamed Mem is and the Mem Nin and the Nin is one. So basically, he goes through each of the alibis. But if you're going to go with the Levish Azariches, some work with the Levish. It also comes up close to 600,000. I'm just bringing you the one that gets you the closest to 600,000. There's his Malach, there's a bunch of Malach, all of the Malachim that you do with the Oisis Mekuvus bring you to somewhere within a few thousand of a 600,000. The closest one is the one, the Mishnah Sabrum, the way he brings the Malach of splitting the Oisis, and that brings you, as I said, to 600,581 to the Mispah of the Oisis of the Alibis, which is Mamish Yav, Shishim Riboy, Nishmas Yisru. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky worked with a similar Malach, and he also has a long count, how to count it. He goes with the width of the Oisis.
What?
He has a whole Chiddush in the Rambam, the Zalucha, and when you write the Sefer Torah, if you have a word in the Sefer Torah, if over half, you're writing a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah has to be aligned. The two sides of the column is aligned. You can't have words hanging out of the... So there's aluchas that you can't have, you're allowed to have half, you're not allowed to have more than half hanging out of the line. So I said, if you finish, let's say, the line, you're writing the word Yisroel, and you have... The lamed doesn't fit into the line. You have to... So if it's just the lamed, it's allowed, the lamed is allowed to stick out. If it's you're going to write, you see that you only can fit in, let's say, a yid and a shien, Raish am aleph lamed is going to hang out of the line. The aluch is that you have to start the word Yisroel by the next line. That's always aluch and shechanurich. When you write the Sefer Torah, today the Sefer always make it mamish aligned. It doesn't have to be mamish completely aligned. It's allowed to hang out half. So the way the shal is how to count half. Push it, you learn until Rabbi Yankel Ganetzi, the way you count half, is taki you count the letters, yid, shin, raish, aleph, lamed, is five letters. And mamayla, that's how you count half. He asked that the Rambam brings a letter, let's say, of 11 oasis. He says in the whole Torah, we don't find the letter of a word of 11 oasis. Is how does it stem? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky holds a chiddush, a lalucha, that you don't count the letters, you count the width of the oasis. So yid is like one letter. But shin is going to be three. And he goes through all the oasis according to his shitta, how many letters, according to the width, how many letters they are. And he says, if you're going to go with this chiddush, which is a chiddush lalucha, that lalucha, if it's going to hang out, it's going to be a small word, it's going to be a word that you're going to have to tackle, let's say, most of the oasis is going to be inside the column. But you're going to have, if you're going to go a few oasis, but those oasis, if you're going to go with the width, they're going to be more than the others. It's going to be lalucha, it's going to be nishkusha. After he says his chiddush lalucha, if you're going through with his count and you count all the other oasis of the alibis with his count, he gets you close to, I forgot to miss, he brings it up to 576. So which is in 25,000, close to Shishim Riboy. He says, Mamayla, according to his chiddush lalucha, you can understand the yes, Shishim Riboy is listening to Torah, but always you have this bits and pieces are off, and we know the klal. We don't know our Sefer Torah. We have a cloud that we're not booking b'chasayis v'yisayis. So if you're going to get anyone that's going to get us close to 600,000, Koi's answer, that could be, we're off with the count a bit, because Einuni b'kiyim b'chasayis v'yisayis. And Mamayla, those are putting two of the mahalchim that bring you when you actually are going to count from Bereishis until Einuni kol Yisru is going to get you. As Ishtayt Batsim and the Guru also is Miramas that Yesh Hashem Ribos is the Torah is not when you count by Zeraish Aleph Shein Yitzuf, it's when you count pieces of the Oasis. Also the Guru says it, and Mamayla, that's one of the mahalchim how to bring you to 600,000 Oasis in the Torah. There's really another Asach Mahalchim in there. Just finish off with a very interesting Tfei Shloime that I saw this week. Tfei Shloime Zogt, that Tfei Shloime Zogt, in the Pekovus we had, Kesa Shem Tov Oyla Al Gabayim. Kesa Shem Tov Oyla Al Gabayim. What's the Kesa Shem Tov Oyla Al Gabayim? Zogt the Tfei Shloime, that we know Yashishim Reba Oisis Latoyla. seems like from his words that everyone could be zoich, like a person with his avoyde could be zoich to nitzis and shoma, different tzoitzis from different neshomas. A person with his avoyde could be zoich, even though he came from, let's say, one letter in the Torah, right, from the pi, from Paroi. But if it would be work on himself, bizoiche could be zoich to get a nitzis and neshoma from a yid, from yid kai vufkai. Could be zoich from the Shem, Hashem, could be zoich to neshoma from the yid kai vufkai. And he says, person he goes through Bismillah, person is, works on his Kaddisha, he's Zoyche Mila, it says, Mi'ala Luni Hashemayim, it says from Zoya Kaddish, that the Risha Taivis is Mila, and the Soyfe Taivis is Yid Kai Vufkai. So a person through Mila can be Zoyche to a Nitzitz from the Yid Kai Vufkai. He says, such a person, what's the difference where your Neshama is from? A person that has Neshama from Ado Isis HaTorah, there's such a thing, he could be Nimchak. Shem Hashem, is shaymes shaynim and mchukim. If someone gets from a neshama, from one of the shaymes of the Eibishter, he becomes a matzav of Shem Hashem shaynim nimchik. Tashes burich abu b'shaym Hashem. Someone that comes with the Shem Hashem, it bayich nichem, it bayis Hashem. He's zoich to bruches. Person could work on himself to get from different parts of the Torah. Tashes kaseh Shem tov oylo gabayim. That the crown of a yid is when it's a Shem tov. When he is nitzitz neshama comes from the Shem Hashem. Comes from the Shem Hashem, that's Oil al Gabayim, that's what we're all striving to, that each Yid should be Zoicha, Shmaini Kirusu B'Shmeich, that we should be Zoicha, and Hashem should get a light from the Shem Yid Kai Vufka.
Shem, there'll be a part two. Shem, there'll be a part two of this year going up to part 26. There'll be a part two of this year going up to part 26. So, we'll get to understand that.
Your cake didn't get finished today.
No? The business is going to look very well.
Tomorrow?
So you
wait the
whole bank holiday? He's here
tomorrow.
Oh,
he's here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
The roundup went wrong.
Shimon, I'm also here. The roundup went wrong.
Okay.
Ronnie,
do
you want
a
cake?
No, thanks.
No, put it in the kitchen.
The roundup went wrong. Couldn't get everyone here.
I'm not here tomorrow, I'm going to Manchester.
You can't go.